Hi guys, this is Humphrey here, and this is DocSport episode 2 in a brand new season. In this season, we're going to be talking about a whole lot of concepts and laws in UX. In previous season, I was mostly fixated on UI ideas and just fixing things. But in this one, we will be learning a ton of UX concepts and laws are applicable, especially when you're researching, especially when you're doing testing, especially when you're having focus group discussions. And we shall be looking into applicable uses of those laws. Like, I will talk extensively in a use case or in a scenario where you'd have to enforce any of such laws, and that is it. So I just wanted to come on this podcast and talk about it. Talk about the laws, talk about what to expect in this season, and we're going to break the laws down into a couple of episodes. And also, before I get into or we get to talk about those laws, I'd like to officially put out here the question: talked about on this podcast as far as UX is concerned? What would you like to hear on DocSport? Now, there might be questions, you might be new to the field, you might be reading, and I have fresh ideas as far as UX is concerned, and I come from a background of UI, user interface design, and front-end development. So when what you get is, I'm not only thinking about something that looks beautiful, but something that I can go ahead as an engineer to build, and know that I'm not just building, but I know that I'm building something that has value, because I take feedback, and the feedback is important, more important than how shiny an item looks like to me. So branching off into user experience research gives me kind of the best of both worlds, not just knowing how to build UI, but then knowing exactly what to build and how much emphasis I should put into whichever component. So if you're listening to this podcast, the primary mission for this podcast is to bring about that discourse on what should be done and how to kind of nuance it if need be, and how to retain it if, because there are laws and that laws need to be enforced because they're practical and they've shown that they work all the time. And sometimes too, we'll be talking about whether making a user do something share for the share reason that it works is ethical, is not about even it's whether it's ethical, but it's whether it is moral. No, we get to look into all those things and agree on what is the right thing to do, like what is fair to be done as far as UX is concerned. So I've kind of leaked a few of the items or things are here, and I know that it's going to go all over the place, because sometimes I just share ideas here and it flats, and it flats everywhere. So feel free to pick my brain, feel free to come here to listen on, to also join in, you know, like, it's the challenge. What kind of concepts out there, or laws, UX laws out there, and how do you present it, how are they enforced? Like, there are ways to enforce it, and the way you can present it and all that. So I'm going to stop at this point, because I've already delivered, and if I continue I might probably ramble. So guys, catch you in the next one. Expect nothing but quality and authentic and original content off the top of my head. I might be opinionated sometimes on here, but just being authentic and original, be myself, because that's all I've got now. And I encourage you to be yourself as well. Thank you, and have a pleasant time, great time, wherever you are, and whatever time it is, morning, night, afternoon, may God be with you. Bye.